I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Sports Horn. More live hours than anyone else. 24 hours a day, 168 hours a week, 8,760 hours a year. Football.
It's a goal!
Other sports.
It's a goal!
News, views, who's going where. Opinions from the pros.
If you go in ginger, you're going to get hurt, so it's best to go in hard, though you're still going to get hurt.
Authentic noise from the fans.
Yeah, well, I've written a poem about him, but after that performance, I'm ripping it up and I'm urinating on it.
Time for all the sport. Sound that horn. This is Sports Horn.
Welcome to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles and me, Anthony Richardson. And we have a very special show for you today. We're not in the usual studio. We're not even in the usual country. Ian, where are we?
We're in the Marshall Islands, Anthony.
The Marshall Islands!
Top equatorial microstate of this world.
Of this world. And we are here in the Marshall Islands, which is a stunning island.
It is.
Islands, isn't he? And to watch a charity football match with UNICEF.
The annual non-profit UNICEF Soccer Heroes.
Anush.
Live from the Marshall Islands Stadium in the Marshall Islands.
The Marshall Islands. TMI.
It's TMI time.
In association with the Marshall Islands Tourist Board.
My name's Jonathan Wilkes, famous solely for being Robbie Williams' best friend. I have more charity football caps than any other celebrity, but it's always been my dream to play in Anush.
Anush with Jonathan Wilkes.
Just a quick update, Ian. Jonathan Wilkes has pulled out.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame. It's always a pleasure to watch him play football, not quite as well as professional footballers, for 90 minutes. He will be sorely missed.
My name's Adam Woodyatt. I played Ian Beale in EastEnders, and I'm proud to step in for Jonathan Wilkes for this charity football match in the Marshall Islands.
Anush with Adam Woodyatt, a.k.a. Ian Beale from EastEnders.
I have done other things, you know.
From EastEnders.
Anush really is a top charity fundraising event. You get former pros, you get celebs, you get some great on-field battles.
Oh, it's a top world-class charity, and it raises so much for UNICEF.
It's not actually affiliated with UNICEF,
is
fun
it
fact.
Not?
No, it is not. They just put UNICEF in the name to raise awareness. You've got to raise awareness, haven't you, Ian? Otherwise, the whole thing is pointless.
Absolutely, that's a good call. UNICEF is a great one to name check.
But first, let's hear from former Southampton striker James Beattie on what makes the Marshall Islands so special.
Yeah, hi, I'm James Beattie, and I love the Marshall Islands, whether it's their interesting seashells, interesting wickerwork, or tasty breadfruits.
I'm eating one now.
Radioactivity on this island is a thing of the past. With the Marshall Islands, you can never have too much information.
Ah, the official Marshall Islands Tourist Board slogan there. The Marshall Islands has the same initials as the phrase, too much information, you see.
Right, so yeah, that doesn't work as well for radio, that one, but I agree with the message 110%.
Well, nothing can be 110%, Ian, except the beauty of the Marshall Islands.
Can you marry a country, Anthony? Because I'll tell you what, I would love to marry this incredible microstate. I have heard about a man who married a sex doll, so technically it should be possible. I have to say I wouldn't do anything weird like try to have sex with the sand or nothing like that. I just think it's a top place. Can you have sex with sand?
Well, James Beattie makes a great point about radioactivity on these islands being a thing of the past. Just because the United States did nuclear tests here in the 50s and 60s doesn't mean anything. The 50s and 60s were literally centuries ago,
Ian.
I
couldn't agree more, Anthony. What, are they going to stop people playing football in Chernobyl? Do me a favour.
Class TV show. Saw the series.
Oh, yeah, gripping,
wonderful.
Stuff.
Yeah.
From start to finish.
Magical.
But, yeah. Traces of radioactivity, even if they're now negligible to human health, are a reason I would not have sex with the sand here.
Yeah.
If a reason were needed. You cannot be too careful these days.
James Beattie and you, Ian, you go way back from your playing days, don't you?
Oh, he's a top player. He's eaten tons of radioactive breadfruit and it's never done him any harm.
And they do some wonderful, wonderful wicker work on these islands, whether it's chairs, they do wicker chairs here, they do wicker tables, they do wicker clothing.
Yeah.
Wicker work is a key export of the Marshall Islands. Ian, you're modelling a wicker baseball cap.
I am, yeah, and I've just bought my ex-wife Denise a wicker cocktail dress in a size 12. Can add a bit more wicker if that's too tight. That's the beauty of wicker.
That's the beauty of wicker. It's so versatile and nothing but the best for your ex-wife.
I wouldn't marry a wicker sex doll, I'll tell you that.
Yes. Ian, let's turn to the reason we are here. Charity games, they are so important. You must have played in a fair few during your time.
I have, Anthony.
They're a lot of fun.
A lot of fun, yeah. But let's remember, football is not fun.
No.
It's serious and it is actually as important as death.
And that's why you went studs up in a 50-50 with Lisa Riley from Emmerdale at Soccer Aid.
I let her know I was there from the first minute, Anthony. Moments later, she was substituted for Bruno Tonioli and I let him know I was there too.
Not as much raised for charity that year, but the exposure for this game is off the charts, Ian.
That'll be the radiation.
We are in the gantry watching these world-class celebs as the game unfolds right in front of us. Now, we're not allowed to commentate on the action as ITV4 have the rights. And fair play to them. ITV4 have done a lot for charity games
in
the past.
And for football in general.
Indeed, contractually, we're not even allowed to look at the pitch for more than 10 seconds at a time.
It is a bit like watching a nuclear explosion, actually.
In that regard, yes. But Ian, the atmosphere here is top draw.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It is. The population of these wonderful islands is just shy of 70,000. And to be fair to them, they've all crammed into this stadium to savour the dizzying array of Western celebrities raising money for soccer heroes. This place, I have to say, is as electric as the KC Stadium at Hull.
And that is not taken lightly, Ian. They'll be pleased with that compliment. The talent on display here in front of us. Just look. Let's look at the pitch for 10 seconds here. Look at these players.
Don't look too long.
Ian Beale from EastEnders. Chunks is playing. Never really understood what Chunks does. Sean Walsh, again Sean Walsh. Diana Ross, Glitz, Chris Moyles, down to earth. Ant, but not his wife, Deck.
And he'll be Deck-appointed with that.
Snooker player Mark Selby. These Pacific Islanders are simply being spoiled, Ian.
Maybe we should look away now, because ITV will be on our backs otherwise.
That's right.
Let's not forget the legendary Terry Venables in the dugout.
They can't stop
what
us looking at the side of the field, Ian. We can look at the side, or we can look at Terry Venables
they
all
can,
day.
Actually,
they
can,
we can look at Terry Venables for 10 seconds as well. It doesn't count. What a man is Terry Venables, though, Ian. You've seen him in the shower.
I've seen him in the shower,
You've seen him in the shower too.
Too much information. The Marshall Islands.
You cannot get a better manager than Eltel. He won't want it to go to penalties, I can tell you that much.
Oh, gosh, no. Venables and penalties. Penables. Penalties.
Yep.
But being a manager is tough, Ian. Even if it's a pointless game like this one, we've got footage of, I don't know if you remember this, we've dragged up footage of when you yourself managed in a celebrity charity match in Soccer for Hope, Ian. Do you remember that one?
I do, yeah. Oh,
you were manager for 90 minutes.
How embarrassing.
We got half-time footage of you doing the team talk. Let's just have a listen to a snippet.
You're f***ing useless, every last one of you. Dezo f***. Connor, how many times do I have to tell you, track f***ing back? You, who even are you?
I'm Paddy McGuinness.
Well, you're a prick, that's what you are. And that goes for all of you. This is football. If you want to be clowns, join a f***ing circus.
And that's what that's what we've got from... that was amazing. You actually, that was tough.
It was.
You really, because you were losing 3-1 at the break, you had to make quite a lot of substitutions that you didn't want to make.
Yeah.
But you actually won the game 6-4 in the end.
Yeah.
So that's worked out for you.
Yeah.
Well done.
It was a special occasion managing a team at Wembley. It's an experience like no other. And I have to say, those celebrities were fucking cunts.
Yeah, a special occasion. One player that might have some closure from a penalty shootout, if it does go, if not Eltel, is Diana Ross.
Yes.
The Supreme singer, of course, missed a penalty during the opening ceremony of USA 94, and her career has not, it's been fair to say, been the same since.
Yes, I'll never forget that iconic Pizza Hut commercial, Anthony. Chris Waddle, Stuart Pearce, and Diana Ross wearing a paper bag over her head.
But you're not blameless from 12 yards out yourself, are you, Ian? Well, I mean, you know, we all make mistakes. You actually have missed quite a famous penalty yourself. You had a memorable penalty shootout in the LDV Vans Trophy in 2002.
Yeah, I blame my manager. My sole role in that game, according to him, was to pass the ball back to the keeper. Smithy, he was called.
Oh, Smithy,
the gaffer needed us to keep it tight for the full 90. And as a result, it was the most defensive anti-football you've ever seen. Yeah. Every single time I got the ball, back to Smithy. Every time.
Every time. That, I mean, to be fair to the manager, let's be fair to him. Let's be fair to the manager. It was 0-0 after 120 minutes. So, I mean, that tactic did work, shutting that game down. So it goes to sudden death.
Yep.
You're taking the first penalty in sudden death.
Yeah.
What did you do? What did you do, Ian?
Okay, so I gave the keeper the eyes. I did a run-up, and I turned around and passed it back to Smithy.
Yep, you passed it back to Smithy, who wasn't even in the net as it was a penalty shootout.
It was drilled into me, Anthony, from the manager, back to Smithy. I don't think it was my fault. It was drilled into me. It was the first own goal in the history of penalties. All I'm saying is, Diana Ross, I know how you feel, love.
Yeah, but if you played against Diana Ross in a charity game, there'd be no time for sentimentality like that, Ian.
Absolutely not. I'd snap her legs off. Welcome to the Premier League, you cunt.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
We'll chat more about soccer heroes in a tick, but first, don't miss ex-England captain John Terry's new documentary about the Marshall Islands this Wednesday on Sports On.
In 1946, the US done a nuclear bomb test on Bikini Atoll in the Marshall Islands. Just 4 days later, a skimpy two-piece item of swimwear was unveiled to the world for the first time. In 1946, it was considered to be just as explosive as the bomb what had gone off, so they called it the Bikini Atoll, or just Bikini for short. And yeah, I reckon they got that right. Some birds look absolutely knockout in those things. You get some decent cleavage, nice bit of thigh, and if you're lucky, a hint of muff.
A Hint of Muff is the name of the documentary, and I cannot wait for that one.
It's
Ian.
A first-class listen. Yeah. And you know what? In tribute to this wonderful country, I think I'm going to buy my ex-wife Denise a wicker bikini.
She'll take you back after that. I absolutely promise you. Let's just do our 10 seconds now, Ian. Let's just look onto the field of play. From now, go. Still 0-0.
Looking.
Former Liberal Democrat MP Lemba Opik is shepherding the ball out for a goal kick under pressure there from Ryan Maloney, who played Toadie in the soap Neighbours.
And the fans class soap. Giving an appreciative clap there.
Oh, they're students of the game,
they're
Ian.
Students of
they
the
know
game.
Their game. They
they're
know their
students
game.
Students of the game. Interesting to note that although Australia was just a few hours from here, residents of the Marshall Islands' favourite TV show, do you know what it is?
Is it not Home and Away?
It's not. It's EastEnders. They cannot get enough of its raw London realism.
That's amazing. Well, Ian, it'll be remiss of us not to talk about soccer heroes. That is why we are here.
Indeed, it's a top
charity itself.
Top charity, Anthony. They raise money to make more celebrity football matches happen. And I mean, a lot of these celebrities bank on the exposure a celebrity football match brings. And I mean, good exposure like Colin Inches, not bad exposure like what wildlife and humans got from a series of government approved nuclear tests in the 1950s.
You dread to think, don't you, what some of these celebrities would do were it not for these charity matches. And that's why soccer heroes are heroes. Let's hear from one of them now.
I'm Matt from Married at First Sight. You might have forgotten me after the series finished. But thanks to soccer heroes, who's forgetting me now?
A worthy testimony right there. Ian, you're looking at the field. You're doing another 10 seconds.
I'm going for
doing it. Doing another 10 seconds. How's Matt from Married at First Sight doing?
I have no idea which one he is. How are people from that show influencers? It's a documentary, for God's sake. This country's gone.
It's an experiment, Ian.
Ow.
Oh, gosh.
Ooh.
Are you okay? What's happened? You've been stung?
No, a loose bit of wicker from my baseball cap scratched me right above the eye. Ow!
Oh, that's the wicker.
Oh, that's smart. What?
That's the wicker right
there.
Why are
we even in this godforsaken country?
Okay, Ian, because Wembley Stadium shouldn't have all the fun and some of these celebrities are a bit too gay for the Middle East. Here, have some breadfruit. Here you are. James Beattie picked that this morning.
Ow! Goal, Anthony, goal!
Oh, and there's been a goal at the new Marshall Islands Stadium, but which way has it gone? Ian Fiveankles.
It only takes 3 seconds to score a goal, Anthony, which is lucky, as we're only legally allowed to look at the pitch for just a bit longer than that. But what a goal it was. In-swinging corner from Justin Fletcher, who plays Mr. Tumble on CBeebies. The ball bounced 3 times in the box before Dappy from N-Dub scuffed it home.
You have to be pleased for Dappy there, Ian. He will be delighted.
Oh, yes,
that.
Anthony. The fans are rooting waiting for him. He didn't do anything of note, even when he had a career. So it's lovely to see him do something slightly good now.
Yeah.
He's clearly eaten his breadfruit this morning, as they say in this part of the world. Ow! Oh, God!
Oh, gosh! Oh, my gosh! Mate. Are you okay?
No.
Oh, God. Oh, that is... Ian... stay still.
Yeah.
Ian has now got a piece of loose wicker directly implanted in his eye. He will not like that.
Jesus.
Oh, Christ, gosh.
This is painful.
These wooden baseball hats are wonderfully crafted, you have to say, by the local artisans. But I do have to say they are more ornamental than practical.
I can't see.
Yeah, if you're taking any home with you, do just put them on the mantelpiece. Do not wear them. Ian, I'm going to snap off the main bit of the wicker cap there from the wooden shard just to relieve the strain on your... Let's just relieve
right.
the strain on your eyes.
Can you do it quickly?
There you go.
Ah! Oh!
Right.
Oh, God, that's smart.
Yep.
That's smart. Is there a doctor in the stadium? Is there a doctor in the stadium?
There is a doctor on the field, Ian. Alex George, who was in Series 4 of Love Island. He's lovable. He was really nice and he was posh and he didn't find a partner in the end, even though they brought one in just for him. But he decided she wasn't good enough for him. But regardless, he's there playing in a number 10 role.
Alex George from Love Island, get up here and save my eye!
Hold on, Ian! Ian! These celebrities have worked their butts off to stop doing the jobs they did before they were famous. I'll save your eye. Come on. Come over here. Let me pull out that wicker shard.
Ow. What are you doing?
Right. Trust me. I'm not a doctor. And I'm just going to rub some of this Marshall Islands breadfruit in your eye. Squeeze a bit in there, jam it in the socket, and there we go.
Wow, that's cured it. I can see again.
That'll be the breadfruit, Ian. It has miraculous healing properties.
I'm James Beattie. Heal your wounds with Marshall Islands breadfruit. Too much information, not when it could save your sight.
It's incredible. It's like
amazing,
I was never stabbed in the eye at all. I can see everything. Including the field of play where there's been another goal.
A second goal in the Soccer Heroes game, right at the death. Which way has it gone? Ian Five
it's
ankles.
The equaliser. Alex George from Love Island looked up towards us in confusion, and that was a fatal error, Anthony. He was dispossessed of the ball by investigative reporter Stacey Dooley. Quick as a flash, see Fredder threw ball to Stephen Mulhern, who's curled it into the top corner like a magician.
Well, he is a magician. Not just like a magician, Ian. He's a magician.
Is he really?
To an extent.
Well, there's no arguing with the finish, I'll say that much. And there's no time for a reply because the final whistle has blown.
Hey, and there it is. It's finished 1-1. It has gone to penalties. Due to, of course, these broadcasting restrictions from ITV4, we'll only be allowed to commentate on one penalty kick. We will, a bit like Neymar, decide on which one right after this.
I'm John Terry and I could kick a ball back in the day. Tune in later on Sports Horn when I'll tell you all about the bomb testing that the USA did on the Marshall Islands. They'd done it for way longer than was appropriate, healthy or necessary. Some of the creature mutations here are mental. There's a fish, right, with a monkey's leg for a head. Imagine that. I fucking love it. Plus, I will be reading out a list of people I would like to see in bikinis.
Do tune into that. It is a fascinating listen. Listen to it on the plane on the way here. John Terry does keepy uppies with a few of the mutated animals he finds before wellying them into the sea. And that list of people he'd like to see in bikinis includes some big, big surprises, Ian.
I was surprised to see E.T. in there.
E.T. in there, Wallace, but not Gromit. What's Gromit done? And we're down to the penalty now that could win the game.
Sudden death.
Oh, let's broadcast this one. Let's broadcast this one. They are choosing who should take the last penalty. I'm sorry. Can you hear that, Ian? Can you hear that? Am I going mad here? Can you hear that?
No, I can hear it.
The crowd are chanting.
This is confusing.
They're chanting your name.
I think they are.
They're shouting Ian.
Yeah.
Have they seen you?
Well,
You did shout at the top of your lungs just earlier on. They must have...
They must have seen me, yeah. I don't want to brag, but I might be known in these parts, Anthony. I did present a VHS of Funny Own Goals that reached number 7 on the video charts in Oceania. I'm Ian Five Ankles, and it shouldn't happen to a professional footballer.
It's an own goal! What was he thinking?
It shouldn't happen to a professional footballer in Woolworths now.
What a video that was, Ian. Oh, it's unmistakable. They're shouting your name. They're shouting your name.
Yeah.
They're shouting your name. Ian. They want you to take a penalty.
Oh,
they remember your pain from the LDV Vans Trophy in 2002.
Well, that own goal penalty did feature on the VHS.
They want you to get over your demons. It's obvious they want you to bury your
hat. I can't.
Ian.
No, there's no way I can do that.
Oh, come on. You've got trainers on. You can do it, mate. This pitch is hard. Come on, you owe it to yourself. Bury those demons. Get out there and take a penalty.
Do you know what, Anthony? You're right.
Go on.
This has been hanging over me for too long. It's time to put it to bed.
He's going. Oh, I'm so proud of our Ian. Can I just check we're allowed to watch him go down onto the pitch and we can do it in more than 10 seconds because it's going to take... Thank you. Okay. He's striding through the crowd. He's down onto the pitch. He's crossing the turf, his destiny in his own hands, he's taking a deep breath, he's got the ball, he's picked up the ball in his arms, he's placing the ball down. Ollie Mears has come up to him. Ollie Mears, he's having a confab with Captain Ollie Mears. Maybe Mears is whispering last second advice, he's seen which way the keeper's gone for the last few. Ian's nodding, and he's walking away. Ian's walking back off the field. He's walking back up through the crowd. And Ian's coming. He's coming in here. What's happened, Ian?
Yeah, it was a bit of a misunderstanding. Turned out they were chanting for Ian Beale off EastEnders to take it.
Oh, right. Yeah, that does make sense.
It does,
actually,
in retrospect. Yeah, they do love EastEnders here. They're really passionate
for
it.
They go mad for EastEnders in the Marshall Islands. And here is Ian Beale. Now, a.k.a. Adam Woodyat, a.k.a. Ian Beale. He has done a lot... Apart from he's taken a run up now. Ian, will he score?
Yes.
I cannot believe
what I'm seeing.
Oh my gosh, he's been barged out of the way by Diana Ross.
Diana Ross?
Diana Ross has barged him out of the way.
I'll tell you, she's going to exorcise her demons with the last kick of the game.
She's picking up the ball.
This is her time to shine.
She's picking up the ball. This is her shine time.
Well, don't confuse the two, Anthony.
Okay. Diana Ross has put the ball down. She's put on some sparkly stilettos on. This is the same outfit as on that fateful day in 1994. And she's insisting on having a microphone. They've given her a microphone. And she's belting out Chain Reaction. That is an entertainer there. That is class, that is. She is taking a full-throated run-up. Here she comes, the best of all the Supremes in my book.
Don't pull it wide, Diana.
She's run up. She's stepped back. She's given the keeper the eyes.
Such lovely eyes.
She scores! Back of the net! Have that, USA 94! She screams like Stuart Pearce against Spain. Oh, the sinews in her neck are bulging. Oh, she has gone mental down there. She's swearing at everyone. She's in her own little world, and the goal has been split asunder. Oh, what a story, what a story. Diana Ross buries her demons and the crowd go wild. Oh, that is amazing from Diana Ross. This side are taking home £5,000 in cash, which once you've factored in the cost of getting here and putting everyone up will be a hefty loss. But this is celebrity charity. Celebrity matters, celebrity health at stake. And what a final we have had the pleasure to witness 10 seconds of at every given opportunity we've been allowed to. They will be talking about this for years to come, at least until next year's Anush.
Happy for Diana Ross there, very happy. Did she need to pummel the linesman though? She was pumped. She was pumped.
Sports On is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection?
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.